Relevant Radio now presents The Holy Sacrifice of the Mass from the Chapel of the Nativity, located at the national headquarters of Relevant Radio in Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Thank you again for joining us for Mass today from the Chapel of the Nativity, located at the offices of Relevant Radio in Green Bay, Wisconsin. Again, I'm Father Matt Siminar, and I'm happy to be able to celebrate the Mass with all of you listening through the radio or watching through the Relevant Radio app or online at relevantradio.com. And today we'll begin the Mass by singing People Look East. People look east, the time is near of the crowning of the year. Make your house fair as you are able. Trim the hearth and set the table. People look east and sing today. Love the guest is on the way. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
And the Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
And as we now gather before this altar to celebrate and to share in these sacred mysteries, let us prepare our hearts to receive our Lord, seeking forgiveness, mercy, and peace. Lord Jesus, you are Son of God and Son of Mary. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
You are Emmanuel, God with us. Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
You are the living bread come down from heaven. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
And may Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Amen. Let us pray. Almighty, ever-living God, as we see how the nativity of your Son according to the flesh draws near, we pray that to us, your unworthy servants, mercy may flow from your word, who chose to become flesh of the Virgin Mary and establish among us his dwelling. Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever.
Amen.
Amen. A reading from the book of the prophet Malachi. Thus says the Lord God, Lo, I am sending my messenger to prepare the way before me. And suddenly there will come to the temple the Lord whom you seek, and the messenger of the covenant whom you desire. Yes, he is coming, says the Lord of hosts. But who will endure the day of his coming? And who can stand when he appears? For he is like the refiner's fire, or like the fuller's lye. He will sit refining and purifying silver, and he will purify the sons of Levi, refining them like gold or like silver, that they may offer due sacrifice to the Lord. Then the sacrifice of Judah and Jerusalem will please the Lord, as in the days of old, as in years gone by. Lo, I will send you Elijah the prophet, before the day of the Lord comes, the great and terrible day, to turn the hearts of the fathers to their children and the hearts of the children to their fathers, lest I come and strike the land with doom. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Lift up your heads and see, your redemption is near at hand. Lift up your heads and see, your redemption is near at hand. Your ways, O Lord, make known to me. Teach me your paths. Guide me in your truth and teach me, for you are God my Savior. Lift up your heads and see, your redemption is near at hand. Good and upright is the Lord. Thus he shows sinners the way. He guides the humble to justice. He teaches the humble his way. Lift up your heads and see, your redemption is near at hand. All the paths of the Lord are kindness and constancy toward those who keep his covenant and his decrees. The friendship of the Lord is with those who fear him, and his covenant for their instruction. Lift up your heads and see, your redemption is near at hand. Alleluia, 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 alleluia. O King of all nations and Keystone of the Church, come and save man whom you formed from the dust. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Glory to you, Lord. When the time arrived for Elizabeth to have her child, she gave birth to a son. Her neighbors and relatives heard that the Lord had shown his great mercy toward her, and they rejoiced with her. When they came on the eighth day to circumcise the child, they were going to call him Zechariah, after his father. But his mother said in reply, "No, he will be called John." But they answered her, "There is no one among your relatives who has this name." So they made signs, asking his father what he wished him to be called. He asked for a tablet and wrote, "John is his name." And all were amazed. Immediately his mouth was opened, his tongue freed, and he spoke, blessing God. Then fear came upon all their neighbors, and all these matters were discussed throughout the hill country of Judea. All who heard these things took them to heart, saying, "What then will this child be? For surely the hand of the Lord was with him." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Well, here we are, my friends, the day before Christmas Eve, and so things are really getting excited in the church and in the world as we prepare to celebrate the birth of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. But also, too, as we get ready, remember to take some time from all the external preparations and keep working on the internal, the spiritual preparations. And so to help out with that, I invite you to read the book of the prophet Malachi. Okay? It's real easy to find because it's the very last book in the Old Testament. So you don't have to be paging around saying, "Where is this prophet Malachi?" Just go right to the end of the Old Testament and voila, there he is. And also, too, the book of the prophet Malachi is easy to read. It's only 3 chapters. So it'll take you maybe a half hour, maybe a little longer to read. But I invite you to read the whole book because it's an interesting book. Scholars really don't know when the book was written. They figure somewhere in the 400s BC. Okay? The other thing is they don't think Malachi is the true name of the writer of the book because Malachi means my messenger. So they figure it might be just somebody else who used the name Malachi, but yet it's very appropriate because the book is a message to the people. And when you read it, it's kind of interesting because the writer points out to the people of Israel all the ways they have turned their backs on God, all the ways they have ignored the covenantal promise, all the ways they have broken the Ten Commandments. And so even though he's reminding them about all the bad things they have done, he brings a message of hope, a message of promise, that even though they haven't always been faithful to God, God has been faithful to them, and God will be faithful to them, and God will send them the promised one that they have been waiting for. They just have to make sure that they get ready for it. They have to prepare their hearts, their souls. They have to turn back to God so that they will be ready when that promised one arrives. And that's what we hear happening in our gospel today. Now I invite you to read Luke's Gospel, chapter 1 and into chapter 2, with the beautiful proclamation from Zechariah. Tomorrow's Gospel reading is called what we pray every day for priests, deacons, nuns. It's called the Canticle of Zechariah. And it is a big proclamation about how God has fulfilled that promise proclaimed through the prophets of old that the Messiah is coming. It's a very beautiful prayer to read and reflect on. And so, my friends, there's your homework, I guess you could say, for the next day and a half as you get ready to celebrate Christmas Eve and Christmas Day and the birth of our Lord. Sit down with these scripture readings. Reread them. Let the words soak deep into your heart. Let them transform your lives so that as we all celebrate the birth of our Lord, you can be modern proclaimers, telling the world that God has been faithful and God has truly sent His beloved Son into the world. And trusting in God's love for us, let us now lift up our prayers for our needs and the needs of the world. For our Holy Father, that he will be strengthened in his position to serve the church and the world in the coming new year, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all families, that they may put conflicts aside and grow closer in love during the Christmas season, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all those who are grieving the loss of a loved one, that they may be comforted by Christ himself, the Prince of Peace, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all the intentions of our listeners and supporters, especially those submitted during this Advent season, that the Holy Family will hear their prayers and provide for all their needs, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For Bishop Thomas Tobin of Providence, who celebrates his Episcopal anniversary on Monday, in thanksgiving for his service to the Church and support of Relevant Radio, and for whom this Mass is being offered, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For our St. Joseph, St. Gabriel, St. Nicholas, and Guardian Angel Society members, and for all our listeners and supporters, that Our Lady of Guadalupe will intercede for them. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Heavenly Father, to you we lift our prayers, those spoken and those within the silence of our hearts. And if it is your will, we ask you to answer them through Christ our Lord. Amen.
You're listening to Holy Mass on Relevant Radio.
Blessed are you, Lord, God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the bread we offer you. Fruit of the earth and work of human hands, it will become for us the bread of life. Blessed be God forever. Blessed are you, Lord, God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the wine we offer you. Fruit of the vine and work of human hands, it will become our spiritual drink. Blessed be God forever. Pray, brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands for the praise and glory of his name, for our good and the good of all his holy church. May this oblation, by which divine worship in its fullness has been inaugurated for us, be our perfect reconciliation with you, O Lord, that we may celebrate with minds made pure the nativity of our Redeemer, who lives and reigns forever and ever.
Amen.
The Lord be with you
and with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts. We lift them up to the Lord. And let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right and just. It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, through Christ our Lord. For all the oracles of the prophets foretold him. The Virgin Mother longed for him with love beyond all telling. John the Baptist sang of his coming and proclaimed his presence when he came. It is by his gift that already we rejoice at the mystery of his nativity, so that he may find us watchful in prayer and exultant in his praise. And so, with angels and archangels, with thrones and dominions, and with all the hosts and powers of heaven, we sing the hymn of your glory, as without end we acclaim. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. You are indeed holy, O Lord, the fount of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread, and giving thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith. Save us, Savior of the world, for by your cross and resurrection you have set us free. Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world, and bring her to the fullness of charity together with Francis, our Pope, David, our Bishop, and all the clergy. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life, and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him, and with him, and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours, forever and ever. Amen. Amen. At the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you," look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen. Amen.
And the peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit.
Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, grant us peace. Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door to me, I will enter his house and dine with him, and he with me. A spiritual communion. I wish my Lord to receive you with purity, humility, and devotion, with which your most holy mother received you, with the spirit and fervor of the saints.
You're listening to Holy Mass on Relevant Radio.
And let us pray. Grant your peace, O Lord, to those you have nourished with these heavenly gifts, that we may be ready with lighted lamps to meet your dearly beloved Son at his coming, who lives and reigns forever and ever. Amen. And thank you for joining us for Mass here on Relevant Radio. I hope you'll join us again tomorrow at the same time, noon central for Mass. And be sure to join Father Rocky tonight on the Family Rosary Across America at 7 p.m. Central. And the Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
And may Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
And this Mass is ended. Go in peace.
Thanks be to God.
St. Michael, the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our safeguard against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly hosts, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl about the world seeking the ruin of souls. Amen. And now our prayer to Our Lady of Good Health. O Lady of Good Health, our merciful Father chose you to be a powerful intercessor in times of trouble and woe. As in past centuries, when you have interceded to end contagious diseases, we implore you now to end the coronavirus, which is damaging the health of many and spreading fear in our communities. Teach us not to be afraid, to be courageous and generous in offering assistance to others, and to live joyfully in the state of grace. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And let us go forth praising God as we sing the fourth verse of People Look East. Stars keep the watch, though night is dim. One more light the bowl shall brim, shining beyond the frosty weather, bright as sun and moon together. People look east and sing today, love, the star is on the way.
Thank you for joining us for Holy Mass. We invite you to listen to the live broadcast of the Mass every day at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific on Relevant Radio. Please check back often with relevantradio.com or the Relevant Radio app to learn about additional opportunities to join us in prayer.